Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Love. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 10:23. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. There's a lot of things you can do, but not everything you do would build up somebody else. Verse 24, he amplifies it. He says, let no man seek his own, but every man another's. Wealth is in italics, but it's just another's prosperity, we could say. But that doesn't just mean just their physical, material prosperity, but all their prosperity, their spiritual, their physical. Would it benefit you to seek another's prosperity? Yes. Matthew 7, what is it, 12, what we call the golden rule. He says, in all things, whatsoever you would that men should do for you, do you even so unto them. It's the law of sowing and reaping. Would you like for somebody to pay off your house? Huh? I dare say there's a lot of people believing for that right now. Well, according to this scripture, what should you do? Well, maybe you can't just write the check, but you can sow seed. You can make payments. And would it really excite you more to pay their house off than to get yours paid off? I lost a big bunch of the crowd right there. But this is where we are. But it's not where we have to stay. Would you like for somebody to come buy you a new car? Would you? Have the keys in their hand and go, hey, you know, God woke me up last night, told me to buy you this car. Here it is. Here's the title and the tag and the insurance. It's all in your name. Would you like that? Would that bless you? Then according to Matthew 7, 12, what should you do? All things, whatsoever you would that men would do for you, do you even so unto them. This is the law and the prophets. It's all of it. Are you using your faith for somebody else? We got to school ourselves in this. We got to train ourselves. I mean, one of the first times I saw this, the Lord led me. You know, we had a vehicle that we owed some money on. And we had part of it paid down, but we owed some on the rest. And the Lord dealt with me, you know, this is how this works, sowing and reaping. You want somebody to help you pay yours off, you need to help somebody pay theirs off. Now, you don't just run out and grab the first person you see. You need to hear from the Lord, because you can waste seed. You can miss God in these things. So I began to seek the Lord, and I asked Him. I said, well, Lord, show me who I can help. Show me what I can do. And it didn't happen just in a week or two. There were a few months past. But I kept getting this minister friend of mine come up in my heart. And I saw he had a Ford car there. Eventually, you know, I found out that things that are important, if it's God today, it'll be God tomorrow. And the more you wait on God, you just get more and more sure about it. And eventually I went to his office and I sat down and across from, we talked about this and that. And finally I said, you know, that car out front there, I said, that's your car? He said, yeah. I said, I know it's none of my business. I said, but do you owe money on that car? He said, well, yeah, some. And I said, I know it's none of my business, but how much do you owe? And he said, $3,300. I breathed a sigh of relief. Let's be honest, because the Lord had already dealt with me to pay it off if it had been $20,000, you know. Of course, this was a few years ago, and $3,300 looked bigger to me then than it does now. It wouldn't have mattered if it was $33,000, because I didn't have either one. I didn't have it. But the Lord had already dealt with me. Now see, I'm talking about practical ways that you lay down your life for others. Amen. That you use your faith for somebody. The Lord had already dealt with me. I got it in my spirit. I said, well, I'm going to pay that off for you. I said, how much are your payments? And he told me it was $300 and something. I said, I'm going to send you at least that much every month. Give me at least a year and I'll pay it off. He said, really? I said, yeah. Well, he was glad. And it really does. When you get into this, you will get more pleasure out of seeing somebody else's needs met. You'll enjoy yours, but you'll even get more out of being used to meet somebody else's need. Oh, you tap into something rich here. The very law of the Christ. True Christianity. We had to believe God. Everything else that was going on. But you know, it was there every month. That $330 or whatever it was. And we paid it off in 11 months. Is that right? 11 instead of whatever it was. And he was happy. We were happy. We were glad. But you know, you find out if you really believe this when you start getting in your pocketbook every month and sending somebody else's payment. But I'm telling it wasn't just a couple of months after that. Somebody met me in the parking lot and they thrust a check in my hand. Said, Brother Keith, I don't know what you need this for, but I think you need this. I looked at it. It was exactly the amount to pay off that other car, which was like four times that amount or something, like $15,000, $16,000, whatever it was. Amen. And we went and paid it off. But you know, really, I got more kicks out of paying his off than I did mine. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is that real to you?
Yes.
And you actually get addicted to this. We're going to read that in just a minute. Well, let's just read it right now. Skip on over to the 16th chapter of 1 Corinthians, right where you are. 1 Corinthians 16. Well, I moved too quick. You didn't finish reading that passage. I'm going to read this, we'll read that. We'll close. We'll pick up here. I can't do it all tonight. 1 Corinthians 10, go back there. Let's finish it. Then we'll read that. 1 Corinthians 10, what we read? 23 and 24. Verse 24 again. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth or prosperity. Verse 31. Whether therefore you eat, or you drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I do what? Did you hear the Spirit of God through Paul? Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Is this true Christianity? Is this how Jesus lived? Is this how the Apostle Paul lived? Is there another example for us to follow, or is this it? This is it. This is it. And in the 16th chapter that I mentioned to you, 16 and 13. 16, 13. He said, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. And let all your things be done with love. How many?
All
your things. Is that breakfast? Getting ready? Getting dressed? Getting ready for school? Getting ready for work? Driving back from work? Huh? Dealing with business partners, dealing with clients, customers, ornery customers. Huh? Let all your things, say all your things. Let all your things be done with love. And I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Hallelujah.
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 Let me keep reading. He says that you submit yourselves to such and to everyone that helps with us and labors. I'm glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied and they have refreshed my spirit and yours, so acknowledge them that are such. Is that what you want to be? When you come around, you refresh people. Amen. Through your words, through your countenance. Because you're not just focused in on yourself. You're just not morbid and sad about what you don't have and what somebody hadn't done for you. You look up. You're not so deceived into thinking that when you walk into the room, the music is supposed to stop and they roll out the red carpet because you can't. You're not expecting anything. But you're appreciating everything and your heart's open for God to use you to help somebody. And you get started with this, you actually get addicted to it. So that if you go through a day or two and don't do anything for anybody, you start having withdrawals. And you go, man, I got to help somebody. I got to do something. You get addicted to it until you get to feel like something's wrong. If I go all day and I just think about me and I just dwell on mine, something's wrong. And it is. The problem is so many Christians have lived that way so long, they think that's normal. It's not normal for the Christian. You are born to be a blessing of God. Amen. You are called of God and equipped to be a refresher of people's spirits. You don't have to be able to preach. You don't have to be able to quote all the Bible. You just got to have the real love of God in your heart. You can come in, smile at somebody behind the checkout stand and just let all kind of peace come out of your eyes and all kind of love come out of your eyes. You don't have to spend all day with them, but just for 2 minutes, they know that somebody thinks they're worth the time. Amen. Amen. That you don't see them just as a piece of furniture. You don't just see them as something in your way. You see them as an eternal spirit, the one that God loved and gave His only begotten Son for. Amen. I'm talking about a higher way of life. I'm talking about what we were called to be. I'm talking about living in the first fruits of what we're going to exist in heaven with forever. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Stand up on your feet. Let's decree it. Let's proclaim it. Said out loud,
I'm born
of God.
I'm born
of love.
Love is in me.
I live in love.
I walk in love.
I think in love.
I see through love.
I touch in love.
I operate in love.
I'm born
to be a blessing
to my family,
to my friends,
to my associates,
to my neighbors.
I am
a blessing.
Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Love, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me